Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-T-H-T. What's up, Joni?
Not much, dude. We are back. Season 5, Episode 1. If you're not watching on our YouTube channel, we are not live, but we're on video.
I'm alive. You're alive. We're live.
Yeah, we are alive. Season 5 is going to be the video of Face Cam. We're going to have some guest hosts in, probably maybe do some more interviews. It's going to be some new stuff. So we've been out of the game for a little bit, but we're still alive and with the current situation in the world. At the positive, I guess. So, what's been going on, man? What's happened over the last, however many months it's been since we did one of these?
I don't know, man. We've been surviving. We have found different ways to enjoy ourselves in life other than going to the bar or meeting random girls. Because you remember post-pandemic, all we did was get girls and
pre-pandemic TNT every night. It was just like, who's this? He's like,
yeah, and you too.
Her name's Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's Tuesday.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, but thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're listening to us on our YouTube channel or whether you're listening to us on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, whatever, you know, if you make sure, we always appreciate the subscriptions, the likes, the follows, the shares, you know, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, we're going to kind of wing it on season 5. We do talk about a lot of crazy news articles, and I do have some stuff like that to talk about, but we're going to kind of let it flow off the hip. There'll be, there aren't going to be probably one episode a week or so, you know, however long they go. If we got, and we'll have co-hosts talking ish, you know, whatever. So,
yeah. Tell me about your background there, Jonas.
My background?
Yeah, background?
Oh, yeah, that is some DVDs in a rack and some of the artwork that I've made on the thing. That's really it.
Dude. That's the old backdrop that we used to use, right?
Yeah, for the live season 3 on Twitch. Yeah, we used to sit in front of my artwork. So, yeah.
If you haven't seen that, you should go back and watch it. There's some timeless evergreen content.
Oh yeah, dude, the R. Kelly mimic that you did live. Stood up and got all angry with me, I was patting, dude. We cut the camera, all that. That was nice.
We tried so hard, dude. We tried. All right, my background, I got Naruto.
I see that's Naruto and Sasuke. And who's the girl?
Who do you think it is, Jonas?
Is it Hinata?
Jonas, I've never felt closer to you than I do at this moment right now.
She looks a lot different than she does in Naruto,
Does, but that was a trick question, because when you see these two and you see a young lady, you automatically going to think Sakura. But you didn't say Sakura because it obviously can't be Sakura. She doesn't have pink hair.
Pink hair, exactly,
you
dude.
You saw the eyes?
Yeah. Full disclaimer, I don't know very much about anime at all, but I've been watching a little bit of Naruto. It's not bad, man. Other than subtitled, and like, I'm not a big fan of subtitled work because I have a trouble paying attention to the text while I'm watching. So other than that, but the actual story and stuff, pretty good. I like all their different abilities and whatnot. So
you just wait until I get you on some Hunter Hunter or some My Hero Academia.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'll just watch The Office, dude. I'm good.
You've dipped a toe in the weed pool.
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. I don't like it at all. And you know, I probably could watch it on Netflix on the dubbed and listen to it in English, but we did that a little bit, and it's a whole different show that way, dude. Watching it in Japanese, I think, is fitting to the show.
Yeah, it's different.
So
fair enough.
Yeah, dude. You know, we do everything with news stories, so I guess let me start one off with a news story. And we'll kind of go from there. So this is just a few months old. There was a man. He was 30 years old. He decided that he liked psychedelic mushrooms.
Okay.
So he decided, you know, instead of just, you know, eating them or whatever, you know, you do normally, he decided he would shoot them up into his bloodstream. Did you hear the story?
I have heard the story. And what the hell? Why would you do that?
I don't know. It says, I mean, it mentions he's bipolar, but that really wouldn't have anything to do with this. So
and bipolar isn't equal to stupid.
See, right, exactly.
Does it say that he's stupid? Does he have a medical condition for stupid?
Stupidus Maximus, I think, is what's listed here. Right. Yeah, I don't even know how. If you like, just ground it up into it and then put some water in it.
That's what.
But essentially,
like
what ended up happening to this man is the mushroom started growing in his blood. So he ended up with some organ failure.
Yeah.
They said they tried to do an interview with him, but he had to interview him to see like how he said he was incoherent. He had vomited blood. He was developing jaundice, diarrhea, and nausea, and had liver injury. His kidneys weren't functioning properly. He was going into organ failure. Imagine that. You have mushrooms growing inside your organs, and they start to fail.
Yeah, because you put fungus in your bloodstream. It's poisonous. That's why it affects you, because it's poison.
Right, right. The whole reason that you trip on it is that it's poisonous, and then you just pump it, just the physical properties.
Yeah, put it right in your heart. Dude, just put it in your heart. Just put that
– I mean
– take that shit, put it in your heart.
Like, how would you even go about getting a physical property through a syringe into your bloodstream like that?
I don't know, Jonas, because I don't use injection to get my drugs into me. I prefer to drink my drugs.
And yes.
I'm only talking about alcohol.
The only legal form of getting messed up, drinking alcohol.
I also to drink cocaine, but that's totally different. Completely different.
That's Coca-Cola for those who
I mean girl. Horse. The good
horse?
Stuff. Yeah.
Horse. Whoa. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That Colombian fine wine, boy.
Yeah, so it happens.
Yeah, just put it in a glass of Ovaltine, drink it down. Holy shit, Jonas. But this dude is nuts. This dude is absolutely nuts, man. And he damn nearly cost himself his life with that.
Yeah, yeah. They said he did survive. Like, he did survive. It says that he was in the hospital for 22 days, gave him two antibiotics and an antifungal treatment, and he had to keep taking it after.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. It's like, honestly, if a drug requires you to inject it into your body, it's never good. Never.
Yeah.
Never. That's never a good drug. You can't name one drug, recreational, obviously, that you inject that's good for you.
Dude, I can't. No, I mean, what do you inject into you that's good for you in first insulin? If that's not a drug.
it's antibiotics and shit.
You ain't injecting antibiotics at home. The only thing your home use, what sort of things do people use a syringe for at home that's legal?
Nah, I don't know. Like, I don't think you should just have like a bunch of needles in your house.
Yeah,
that seems like, dangerous anyway.
I can't think of anything else that anyone at home uses a syringe on a regular basis for a legal purpose other than insulin. And they even have ways that it's not injected too, right? Don't you have like pumps and stuff too, or something?
No, sometimes you have to, but those like an insulin needle is so tiny and fragile, and you just get it in there a little bit. You're not going like IV, like intravenous is what I'm assuming that he did, which is directly into the bloodstream. You're not doing that. You're just doing like what they call like a sub Q, which is right underneath like the layer of fat. So because the fat tissue, I don't want to get too medical with it, but the fat tissue sucks up the medication.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if he injected like a physical, like ground up mushroom substance into his bloodstream,
that's what he did.
Wouldn't it just like get caught somewhere?
Yeah, there's a chance of that. It definitely could have caused a backup, and that would have been problematic. But when you think about mushrooms, mushrooms like wet, damp, and dark. So wet, damp, and dark. The insides of your veins are perfect.
Yeah, and warm on top of it.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, it's like, okay, kids, do not ever take any substance to get messed up besides the way that it's meant to be taken. You can only put alcohol in your mouth. You should only put alcohol in your mouth.
You telling me I can't butt chug? Yes. You're telling me I got to stop butt-chugging with the boys?
Jonas. Dude.
Killjoy.
That is not the proper way to intoxicate, my friend.
Have you ever
not at all.
Have you ever butt-chugged?
No. Not in the slightest. Why, dude? I get plenty of a nice euphoric effect from drinking alcohol. Why would I want the...
Explain to the boys and girls at home what butt chugging is first.
You put it in your butt. How much more? Like, what else could it be?
You put what in your butt?
Alcohol, vodka, whatever.
How do you get it there?
I would imagine some sort of siphon or funnel or something.
Funnel?
Yeah.
Gotta stick a can of WD-40 up my butt?
Yeah, you just go get the oil funnel out of your garage and just do it up, dude. So, man.
All right. Well, butt chugging apparently is the better way to get it done. But I've never
done
it. I guess
it's quicker. I mean, that's why people put like pills and things like suppository. It's supposed to hit the bloodstream immediately. Yeah. That's why. But no, dude, I'm not trying to absorb anything through anywhere but my mouth and stomach.
All right.
So I guess there's medical pills that you're supposed to use as suppositories, but like that's the purpose.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I had a friend in high school.
Suppository story. Let's go.
He once told me that he was at his grandparents' house and they got into a legit fight because one of them took the last suppository and like I guess they both took the same ones. And he said they were in this like really heated argument about stealing the last suppository.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, dude, it's like the same thing. Like you drink the last Coke Zero, I'm ball up in arms. Like, where's the last Coke? You're like, you spit the last suppository, dude. It's like, where's the last suppository, dude?
I couldn't even tell you the last time or if any time I've ever had a suppository. Let alone
what kind of medicines even are made with like what kind of medicine is put into a suppository?
Usually stuff to make you go, to be honest. That's
oh, like anti-constipation type stuff?
Yeah, because like you got a blockage in there, so they'll put something to help lube up your rectum to help it come on out.
Mm.
Or stuff to like, you put it in there and it breaks up the poop in there.
It's like a Drano for the booty.
Yeah.
Good thing they don't got to get the plumber to come out with a snake on that, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't want a snake. I'd take a plunger, though. I wonder if that would work.
All right, Dynamite. Here comes the plunger. You're like, oh, God, no. Oh, God. Jesus. That sounds terrible. Sounds completely awesome. Awful at the same time.
So, moral of the story, kids, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Don't even drink.
Not.
You know how many lives are ruined because of alcohol?
I mean, alcohol abuse. But all things in moderation are generally okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of people though that like they don't have an alcohol problem, but a lot of their problems have occurred while they were on alcohol.
Yeah, I could see that. I've definitely had some problems come from alcohol consumption. But you know, if you keep yourself in check, then you're good. Your limit and stop like, when your limit is.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem. It's like, but think about like how many times have you been with like a partner or whatever, and you guys get a little too tipsy, and somebody gets mad, and then there's like an argument because you're drunk.
That's why I think you know, like the commercials say, drink responsibly, is because you just have to be responsible. You can't really take into account another person's responsibility, but you can always control yourself. So
exactly. That's always the problem. Yeah. It's like the other person. You're like, I drank a lot. I'm feeling pretty good. And here you are laying on the floor and you're like, oh
yeah,
one of us drank responsibly. Yeah. The other one, hey, potato, potato, right? Hey,
brownie points for you when you get to pick that person up and help them out, man. That's easy brownie points. I would have did this shit anyway. I would have helped you off of the floor and wiped your vomit off your cheek anyway. But
yeah,
now you're going to think I'm a great person over it? That's a win-win.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had to help a friend. Like, I've definitely had to help, like, a girlfriend before, you know. But, like, have I ever had a buddy that, like, I've been pretty messed up and I've had to, like, go get sick, you know. But, like, I've never had to have someone physically help me. Like, I could always make it home myself. Like, I may not be the most strong-legged, but I've made it, you know, no matter what happened. I've never had to, like, be carried.
Yeah, I've definitely helped some friends when they're drunk. or yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's, you know, not everybody knows their limit, and you should definitely learn yours if you choose to drink, and just drink responsibly.
At what point in your life is it your fault when you don't know your limit? Like, if you're 36 and you don't know your limit on how much you can drink, is that your fault?
Yes. Yes, that's a problem.
Because I think everyone at like 24, you know, 22, you're like, oh, dude, I can. And then you're like, oh, no. Oops.
I think that the very first time you drink, it's your responsibility. Because who else's responsibility is it?
Yeah. It ain't Johnny G with a bottle of vodka's responsibility. He'll give you as many shots as you want. He's a friendly guy.
It's not your homeboy Ezekiel who brought you out for your 21st birthday. It's not his fault. Everybody's got a homeboy Ezekiel. You do, yeah, I do.
And they all want to just keep feeding you drinks.
Yeah, it's not his responsibility.
Yeah,
it's yours. You remember when we went downtown for that one dude's birthday who I'd only met like one time, and I kept feeding him drinks to the point where somebody actually said, stop buying him drinks. Do you remember that?
Wait, down here? In Austin?
Yeah, this was in Austin, bro. It was when we went to the club where I was talking to the juggalo.
Oh, yeah. Somebody came up and told you to stop feeding him drinks on his birthday?
Because I had bought him like four drinks and he was getting messed up. He was like, I wasn't going to drink anymore, but since you're buying. I was like, yeah, man, it's a celebration. Let's go. And then that one girl, the skinny girl who was always at your event, she actually told me to stop buying him drinks.
Wow. I didn't realize that, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Straight up confront. She was drunk too, though. So I'm sure. Oh, you know, yeah. Like, if she were sober, I probably would have just been like, I don't know. I would have been a little bit less kind if I didn't realize she was intoxicated.
Yeah. I mean, that was an interesting. That was the night the guy like got a little friendly and tried to choke me a little bit at the next bar. He wrangled me up like he was trying to be my buddy, and then I was like,
"See, I drank responsibly that night, and so did you."
I did too. I felt good though.
I wanted to hit that man. I wanted to hit him very hard with my fist. And
yeah, because he even tried to push us playfully as we left the bar, because the bouncer was like, what's going on? We're like, that dude got a little too handsy.
He told me to let it go. I was like, you better let him go. Let him go.
Let him
go home and sober up before he gets his ass kicked.
So I am going you have heard all
you're gonna
the
hate this. You're going to hate this, but I computer in. Keep talking. Oh, okay. I can hear you.
Oh, yeah,
keep
dude. Talking. Well, I'll talk. Yeah, you know, there's an old adage of there's a debate of is this a sandwich or is this not a sandwich?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, this? What, dude? Where?
Every streamer ever created has done this, but it's fine. Let's
no, go. But I found something online that I want to show you. I'm going to share my screen.
Is it the definition of a sandwich?
It is.
The Wikipedia sandwich article?
I'm going to share my screen. Give me one second.
I'm going to do some
It all care. Started from this tweet. Are you unsatisfied with your current debates regarding what or is not a sandwich? You should try using the cube rule for identifying what you're eating. Have you ever heard of this?
Like the ice cube rule?
No, this is good, dude. So you scroll down a little bit. It's the grand unified theory of food identification, the cube rule. Here are the rules of the cube rule. If it only has bread on the bottom, it's toast. If it has it on top and bottom, it's a sandwich. If it's shaped like a U or surrounds it on three sides, it's a taco. If it surrounds it on four sides, it's sushi.
No.
If it's surrounded like a bowl, it's a soup, salad, bread bowl. Or if it's completely covered, it's a calzone.
This is not right. And what is a burrito?
So hold on. I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. Can you see this on your screen?
I see it on my screen.
So identify any food purely by the location of the structural starch. So it doesn't even have to be bread. So toast is on the bottom of the cube. Which popular examples? Those are examples of toast by this theory. Pizza would be toast. Nigiri sushi would be toast. Even pumpkin pie would be toast because the starch is directly on the bottom. Thoughts?
So what is an open-faced sandwich?
Toast.
The fuck? No, it's not, dude. What is a casserole? So a casserole is toast?
Let's get through it, dude. Shepherd's pie. Top and bottom. So what are popular examples of a sandwich?
Sandwiches, motherfucker.
A quesadilla?
A sandwich. Quesadilla. No, because it surrounds it on the left and right, too.
No, it doesn't. That's open. It's open. It's only covered on the top and bottom.
So what is it? All right, fine. I'll let it slide, but I feel like a quesadilla is more of a taco. I'm thinking of like the Taco Bell quesadillas.
Oh, yeah. Like... I'm thinking of two tortillas stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go. But
and then Victoria sponge cake, whatever that is. So then we got taco, which three sides, top, bottom, and left, or left, right, and bottom. Hot dog, a taco. Sub sandwich, taco. Slice of pie with a top crust, taco on its side.
I hate this.
Did you say you hate it?
I hate this. I hate this a lot.
Why do you hate it?
I hate
it so
this. Because it's pissing me off, dude. I'm pissed. I'm fucking mad.
Why? Because a hot dog's a taco?
Yeah, because, technically a hot dog is a taco. I'm mad that the pie is up there, to be honest.
Okay, now we got sushi because it's wrapped on four sides.
I don't feel like sushi is the proper, like, it's too...
So a falafel, pigs in a blanket,
no,
an enchilada, a burrito, all sushi.
Okay, I'm kind of not mad at that, actually. I kind of like the idea that a burrito is just like, it's basically sushi.
Wrapped in bread.
Yeah, this is like Mexican sushi or something.
Mexican
I don't know.
Sushi. Right. And then you scroll down a little bit, and then you got the quiche.
Which this I hate.
Cheesecake, bread bowl soup, a falafel pita. All are just quiche.
No, a falafel pita ain't no motherfucking cheese.
That's a taco. That's a taco.
Yeah, that's a taco because it's only three sides.
Right.
Wait a minute. Oh, so if it's a bowl.
It's basically a quiche because, it all fits inside the bowl.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
And then bonus round, deep dish pizza, a salad in a bread bowl, or a key lime pie.
What are those? Those are quiches
Bonus quiches, yeah. And then calzone, of course, is like a burrito. Oh, they call a burrito a calzone because it's wrapped on four sides.
Okay.
Every side.
Okay.
And then a corn dog, a whole pie with like a crust on top.
Wait, so as soon as you cut the pie, now it's a different thing?
I think whoever made this didn't take it all into example, but I thought it was interesting enough to talk about because it would make people mad.
Holes in your shit, because that doesn't make any sense.
Another calzone, Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart. Uncrustables.
I'm trying to think if I agree with that or not.
Pop-Tart's kind of like a calzone. It's actually kind of like a ravioli.
Yeah, but a ravioli is basically a calzone, according to this
exactly.
diagram.
Yeah, exactly. So, additional cube rulings. What do we got here? A cake. Oh, three layers. A Big Mac is a cake.
It is. That is 100% true.
A lasagna? It's a cake.
I've looked at a Big Mac before and been like, it's fucking cake-ass sandwich.
It's like a burger cake. Yeah, flapjacks, dude. Yeah, dude, it's all cake.
I don't know.
Oh, and then.
I mean, well, flapjacks are probably, they're called pancakes.
And here we go. Salad, no sides with starch, steak, mashed potatoes.
I'm done.
And spaghetti.
I'm done. How do we get out of this?
Salad bonus round. Poutine, dude. Chocolate soup. Wait, muffins or other blocks of starch are type 1 toast, rice, interpret however you are. A vanilla soy latte is a three-bean wet salad. Thank you. Yeah, dude.
My thing is that he classifies things with no definable starch on any sides of it to be a salad.
Right.
Everything is a salad. Then,
as long as sandwich.
I mean, yeah, obviously not a sandwich or a hot dog or anything with bread, but like
a pork chop is a salad.
A piece of chicken on a plate, a salad. A steak on a plate, a salad. a piece of corn on the cob is a salad, according to this man.
Yeah, I don't know who did it, but I.
No, it's cute. It is. It's adorable, but I hate it so bad.
You're like, it's adorable, but it made me. It made me very mad.
It made me angry. I'm.
Why were you so mad, dude?
Because it's bad, dude. It made me want to punch the guy whoever made it. Don't dox him, though, Jonas. Don't dox him.
Oh, no, dude. His name's Steve Jones. He lives in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, listeners, I don't know what you got to do.
That's not even true. I have no clue who made it.
Listeners, so. You know what you got to do. You got to fight like hell. You're not going to have a country anymore.
Fight like, wow. Now what's going to happen?
You're not going to do that.
If you don't want to make your hot dog a taco, you got to fight like hell or you're not going to have a country left anymore.
Right. That's right. We're going to march down to Steve's house peacefully.
Yes, absolutely. March down to Steve's house peacefully. Jesus. Anything you want to bring up and chat about on this first inaugural season 5 video podcast?
Of course I do, Jonas. In lieu of the events that have happened recently, I just want to send my deepest condolences to Earl Simmons' family. For those of you that don't know, that is the rapper DMX, who just recently passed away due to his ongoing battle with drug addiction, and I urge anybody who is experiencing any similar addiction to seek help and fight, and knows that we fight with you.
Absolutely. Drug abuse is terrible, and it sucks that he definitely, you know, he's not an angel. He's not lived a straight life his whole life, but hey, look, I don't wish that on anybody.
None of us have. None of us have.
Absolutely. Just because you've done things and went to prison does not make you any less of a person than the people who have not.
Fair.
I mean, you're still human. But, you know, hey, I was never a big DMX fan. I didn't listen to a lot of his stuff, but you said that some of his albums held a special place for you there.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite musical artists, you know, obviously years and years and years ago. But, yeah, one of my favorites. Some of the things that I see in myself to this day, I actually realized probably came from me enjoying his music so much and some of the messages that he had. The fact that I'm always constantly talking about how I don't value money, that was a big thing that he kept in his lyrics. He would always speak about how he doesn't understand how other musical artists can constantly boast about their money and the car and the ring and chain and the watch and all that kind of stuff. And he decided not to do that. He presented himself in a way that you would never know he was a multimillionaire, but you know, it's all a game. But I respected that. And I hold some of those ideas close to me to this day. I don't know, man. DMX was a big part of my life. I remember playing like Final Fantasy, and I would rename my characters DMX.
Yeah, okay.
It was
and
bad.
And then would
it
you
was...
name a special X gonna give it to you?
No, you couldn't do that back then. But oh. I do remember naming my characters DMX, man.
Where did the dog games. Barking thing come from?
Dogs are the most loyal animals that a person can find.
Did he get in trouble for fighting dogs, too?
I don't think so, no. But I'm, you know, whatever. I'm sure he did.
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, probably.
It's not like, you know, there's a person getting in trouble for killing cows. And I'd rather see cows fight than.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Just saying.
If they, like, they put, instead of, like, putting him through the trauma that they put them through, they, like, have them fight to the death so then you can then make burgers? So is it just wrong about the dog stuff because dogs are kept as pets? Do they keep dogs on a higher tier than
yeah,
cows?
Man, because they're cute. They're cute. So, you know, they get a little different treatment. Yeah. I don't know, man. But I feel like every time you bring that kind of stuff up, I always have to take it there. But it's the same shit to me.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Like, we hold some animals to a higher standard than other animals. Like, we will throw chickens in a cage, nine of them, where they can't even walk and are pooing all over each other just to get their eggs.
But if you did that to a dog, you would get locked the fuck up.
Yeah, so, but if you put, nine dogs in, like, a three-foot cage and they found you, like, you could have those chickens, like, we out back of our crazy town compound, we could have a chicken coop with nine chickens in a cage, and the animal board could come by and just be like, get you some eggs, yummy, yummy, and you'd be like, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I've always felt like that about it anyway. Yeah, I was vegan for a while, though, so I'm biased. But yeah, man, DMX is gone, Jonas. I'm sorry that you never got to experience him the way I did. But I suggest people go back and listen to his back catalog. There's some good songs in there. It was from a different time.
You told me today it didn't hold up very well in today's politically correct stuff.
Held up fine, Jonas. It was just like, you got to remember. Like going,
it's like when you're talking to Grandpa.
It's like reading Huckleberry Finn. It's like, really?
Right,
you wanna describe,
right.
You want to describe Jim like that, huh? That's your choice, huh?
Yeah.
So many other things you could have said, but that kind of word language.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
man. I'm just hoping that 2021 is going to be a little bit better than 2020 was, because, we lost a lot of great, great artists, a lot of public figures. We lost a lot of people who were close to us in 2020. So
we lost 500,000 people in the U.S.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alone, not let alone like across the world, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's starting to turn the corner. It's starting to get a little bit better. Things are happening. Less people are dying. Less people are getting sick.
Yeah, it looks like we're kind of closing in, but I don't want to put any false.
Right, hope. Right. A fourth wave could hit at any point, dude. It really could.
Yeah. So just continue to be safe, I guess, man.
You know what's like really sad is I saw someone write somewhere is like, the pandemic's coming to the close because America's starting to have mass shootings again. Because people are like, yep, get out there and use my guns and get crazy and kill. That shit stuff didn't happen during pandemic, dude. Like, nobody was out there. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to go kill a doctor and his family because whatever. Like,
yeah. Well, there was no mass to shoot, If the masses are in their homes, you can't shoot masses. Now that the masses are out, you can find masses to get to.
Yeah, I saw they were doing some sort of going to start some sort of gun regulation. Something. Did you read about that at all? I didn't see enough about it.
Hey, brother, if you want to get political on the podcast, we could do it.
I'm not taking a stance. I'm just saying I saw that they're doing some.
It sounds like you're asking me mine.
No, I'm asking you if you saw what they actually put into place.
Yes, I saw what they did, but I don't know the intricacies of it, and gotcha. I don't have an opinion.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we don't tend to get very political on the podcast here and there.
I'm good. I'll pass on that one.
Oh yeah. So, sometimes people go to jail for stuff, right? They're like, oh, dude, I did stuff. I'm in jail
for sure. I did stuff. I'm in jail.
Right. Exactly.
That's the scenario that every guy in jail tells them.
No, what they say is, I didn't do anything and I'm in jail.
This guy talking to a cellmate, what you in for?
I didn't do anything. Lawyer screwed me.
Uh-huh.
I did some stuff. So a guy, he's 30 years old. I think this took place, I don't know where it took place. So we'll say Florida because that's the common trope.
God dang millennials.
Right, right. He got out of jail. And he's like, oh, dude, I was in jail for a felony. His name is Marcus Goodman, 31 years old. He was released from jail and right just about 10 o'clock at night. And he was about a mile and a half away from the prison. And he was like, I got to get home. I don't even know what I'm doing out here. So he's like, you know what I'll do? I'll just rob a 16-year-old girl and steal her car. I've been out of jail for 20 minutes. Why not just show how reformed I am. He got caught and he got sent back to jail for robbery. like, I can't even, like, okay, first off, I can't even imagine, like, going to jail because, like, I don't think I'd be all right there. I mean, like, I'd be like, I wouldn't want to go, so I don't do things that'll send me there. That's kind of the first rule of thumb I live my life by.
Fair enough. That's probably a good way to go.
Right. I couldn't imagine getting out of jail and just immediately being like, I'm going to steal a car and rob somebody. There's no way I'm going to go back to jail.
Yeah, he probably wanted to go back, to be honest. That to me sounds like you wanted to go back.
Yeah, it's like you know what – it's like you knew what you were doing. Like he was like – they always say that, though. There's people that like they're like their time's up and they're like, no. I'm good. I want to stay here with all my friends. Like yeah, I don't
– because you got to pay bills out here. You got to pay rent out here. It's not That's a game. True. You got to go and get a job. You got to work every day. Jail is kind of easy, man. It's free meals and, like, sure, you're missing out on some amenities.
Easy in a not easy way, yeah.
Easy as far as
responsibility, but you get all the – like, if you need structure, if you don't want to work, I mean, like, yeah, you get meals, and they tell you exactly what to do with every minute of your day.
Yeah, and to a point, it becomes like a form of Stockholm Syndrome, too. Because, yes, you're held against your will – but you start making lighter and lighter the situation to the point where it's like, this ain't so bad. Because you can get accustomed to just about anything.
Oh, I mean, I guess that's human nature. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
we're very resilient creatures.
Oh, yeah. Think about, like, you know, it's like, it's interesting. It's like, if you make, I think about when I was younger and super broke, I would just adapt.
I would
to,
make
like,
it.
Eating things and doing whatever. And now I make way more money than I did when I was like 20. And I adapt now, but like I could, it's like if I tried to go back to how I ate when I was 20 and like go to the grocery store, I'm like, okay, I got $26 to last me till next Tuesday. What can I get? Okay, I can get a thing of ham. Okay, that's $6. Okay, I can get a loaf of bread, 3 pot pies. Like, I just go to the grocery store and buy groceries now. Now I'm not buying filet mignon and all this. I want some chicken. I want some bread. I want some whatever. I bought some tortillas. Like, I spend $100. Okay, cool. Like, it is what it is. I have the money to buy somewhat what I want.
But I definitely remember having $20 for 2 weeks and being like, how many double cheeseburgers can I eat a day?
Right. Yeah.
One
McDonald's.
In the morning, one at night.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, okay. All right. You know, so let me ask you this then. What was your – well, did you have like a poor man's meal? Like when you like were on thrift budget, did you ever have something that like was like, this feels like it's not a $2 meal right now that I put together? Like,
oh, we talking struggle foods, Jonathan? Yeah. You want to talk struggle foods?
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled cheese, Meerschaum ramen noodles with hot dog and onion cut in them.
Damn. I used to take ramen noodles and drain off all the water and throw a microwaved pot pie in that bee, dude, and mix and stir it up. It's like a casserole. It would be like veggies, gravy, bread, pasta. It was but that was back when ramen noodles were like literally 7 cents a pack and pot pies were like 50 cents a pack. I said something to my mom the other day about pot pies and she was like, yeah, they're like $3.54. I'm like, for a pot pie?
For the banquet like, jump offs?
I was like, they are not worth that.
For like the cheap ass banquet ones?
Yeah, that's she said nuts. they're like $3 or something. I was like, that is ridiculous. Like, how are you gonna like? And then I think about like people who work at like fast food places and they work like 20 hours a week. I'm like, you make like $400 a month, like every 2 weeks or something. Like, how the hell can you even buy ramen noodles now? Like,
they compensate them with letting them take some stuff home, but it's like, ugh. How much KFC can you take home with you before you're like,
I'll tell you what though, when I was a kid, dude, and I was in high school and worked at Wendy's, like I would take home as much Wendy's as I could, dude, because I was like, I didn't care if I eat burger. The best things I ever had from Wendy's were things I will never be able to eat again because they were things that were not on the menu that you're like, let me throw this and this together and like put chicken nuggets on some bread with some cheese and a, you know, whatever the hell you did, you know? And it's like, I was making the double stack. Yeah, I was making the double stacks where you took the two junior patties with some cheese before they ever had that ish on the menu at Wendy's. And then I was like, man, I could have made all the money. Yeah, Mr. Hero, they got like ham and salami and stuff too. The Roman burgers. Could do whatever, dude.
They didn't let us take much food home at Mr. Hero's, though. Occasionally, I take like a sandwich or something. But
yeah, I think Mr. Hero is more of like a franchise, like where I feel like Wendy's is more of like a like chain. Mr. Hero's is regional, Wendy's is national. So I feel like the people who own a Mr. Hero are like, oh no, oh there's some leftover tater tots. Throw those in the cooler. We'll deep fry them again in the morning. Make them crisp for the first customer. What else did you make that was like poor man's foods, dude? What was something that you did?
So, like I said, man, you got like, what did I say at first? Grilled cheese is a struggle food, 100%.
Oh, yeah. It's good, dude. I still occasionally now, I'm like, dude, I really want a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can put whatever you want in it. You can put bacon bits, put a slice of ham. You could put egg. There's a ton of stuff you could put in a grilled cheese.
Never thought about that. That's actually an idea. But as far as like the way I would prepare ramen noodles, so I would take ramen noodles and I would either cut up like either hot dog, obviously.
Hot dog for sure.
Hot dog for sure. Maybe even like some ham or some roast beef or something. Put it in there. Take a Kraft single. Cut it up into little chunks. Stir that up, man. You got yourself macaroni and cheese, ramen and cheese mixed with meat. Delicious and cheap. I don't know, the pot pie thing was a thing for me for a long time, but it was like the banquet ones. They were like 50 cents a pop, 98 cents a pop, something like that.
Yeah, and they came in that little metal tin. If you want to cook them in the microwave, you had to take them out of that and just
we're talking the same language.
What the hell did I used to get? When I would really treat myself, I would get myself French bread pizzas. That was like my cheap like gourmet meal because they're like $4 and you get two like little French breads. But I would always buy
Zap snacks.
What are the little cheap ones that have the crust that basically like breaks apart? Totino's, like dollar pizzas. You get like,
oh
like,
my god!
Like you pull them out of the oven and the whole bottom falls out. And you're like,
I remember me and my friend would buy boxes of cereal because they came with the free Totino's pizza coupon on them.
Oh, nice! You got double whammy, dude.
Yeah, so we were like, "Hey, man, I got to buy some more Cheerios because I get a free Totino's pizza."
Yeah, cereal used to be a good struggle food too, but milk is way more expensive than it used to be. Like cereal's pretty much the same price. You can get a big bag of cheap off-brand cereal for nothing. It's a matter of the milk.
Yo, King Vitamin goes hard. I don't know if they have King Vitamin down.
They don't make it anymore, dude.
I'm coming, Elizabeth. This is the big
one. Let me see. Go ahead. Keep talking about King Vitamin. I'm going to see when it's
King Vitamin is one of the cheapest cereals, super, super welfare food, but it is so good, man. Comes in a bag. Like, if your cereal comes in a bag, yo, you're struggling, all right? Just admit it, understand it, live with it, and realize that it is okay because I, too, have ate bag cereal. At least we're not drinking our milk out of bags like Canadians.
Oh my god. They drink their bag. Here we go. Watch this.
Yeah, Canadians watch have bag milk. Are you kidding me?
Here we go.
That's my shit right there. Oh my god, look at that. I love that motherfucker.
2019, dude. Jumbo size King Vitamin. Corn and oat. It was shaped like little crowns, dude. Oh, poor guess. Guy. Looks like a man that'll serve you a good breakfast.
Looks like, yeah, serve up some sexual harassment. I didn't realize that that was made by the Quaker Company. So that's the same company that makes like the oatmeal and shit.
Yeah, must be. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, oh yeah, Quaker dude, the Quaker guy.
Yeah, that's that good stuff right there, man. King Vitamin is the base. It's the best struggle cereal there is in life. I don't care. Don't at me.
don't at me. He says
don't.
No. Yeah, dude. My mom used to always buy the off-brand Lucky Charms.
They have off-brand Lucky Charms.
Oh yeah, dude. The marshmallows were extra hard. They were like, you know, I was like, these are awful crunchy marshmallows, and I ate real Lucky Charms, and I was like, this tastes. I was like, this is gross. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, dude.
Off-brand Lucky Charms. What they have? Those were the shapes.
Oh, they were the same. They all, I mean, you know how it goes. It's all the same.
There was no hard stars and horseshoes. They had like.
It was malt liquor bottles and conch syringes. Yeah, conch shells and syringes and all that stuff. Malt
dog
liquor.
Paws.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
We used to get the, dude, I remember being a kid and my mom would buy off-brand Lucky Charm or Fruit Loops. And the lemon loops were so strong flavored that as a child, I took the box when she wasn't home and poured it into a thing and took all the lemon ones out so I didn't have to eat them in the cereal because they were so – it was the lemon flavor was so overpowering that I had to take all the lemon ones out of the box. And she was like – she saw them all in the garbage. She was like, what the hell did you do? I was like, I don't like the lemon ones, but I like the orange and the cherry or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it was gross.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot to go through.
I was a little kid, like, dude. I got home from school. My mom was at work. I was like, time, dude.
There's no internet. I better go ahead.
Right. I'm tired of playing Totally Rad on the NES. Let me, yeah.
Totally Rad.
Yeah, I'll put in a VHS tape of something I recorded off HBO.
You had HBO?
Yeah, my parents had HBO, dude. I must have been living it up.
Get this fucking 1%.
Glamorous guy.
Yeah,
we had T-tops on our car, and I had HBO, dude.
All right, man. Pinkies out and caviar fingers and shit. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, something else that I would make that was, like, a poor meal that was, like, oh, dude, Steakums.
I honestly can't Fox remember Steakums. That far back, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. When we talk retro, you're always like, I don't remember life back then.
I honestly don't.
Do you ever eat Steakums out of the box?
Yeah. Steakums are gross, though, man.
They're so greasy, dude. It's like, it's a pink sheet. And then it just, I don't like it.
Nah, I'm not a fan. It reminds me of, like, strip steak. And I'm not a fan of strip steak either. Just like
do you thin. like real Philly steak sandwiches? Like
a Philly
like a chopped steak? Beef? Yeah, like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. I mean,
that's essentially what Steakum's trying to do, but it's not the same as.
Oh, Steakum. Yeah, Jones. I was vegan. I wasn't a monster. yeah, I love a Philly cheesesteak, man. Yeah.
I haven't had a good Philly cheesesteak in a long time, dude. It's been. I can't even remember the last time I had a good Philly cheesesteak.
I mean, the ones from Domino's are okay.
Yeah, but you know what they've done
now? Amazing.
No, now they're like this big, dude. They're like two decks of cards. They've literally over the years shrunk and like there's hardly it's like now that they're on that $5.99 like buy all the different things for five. Those sandwiches used to be bomb anymore. Like I'm like, why would you buy this? Not even worth. It's not even $6 worth of material here. Like it's like you need that. You need to get two of them to get the equivalent of what the former one used to be. Inflation's a B, dude. Inflation.
It's because they're paying their workers $15 an hour, Jonas.
Oh, is that what it is? They've started to up the minimum wage.
They're not doing it though. But they sure did shrink your sandwich down and charge you more.
Yeah, dude. I saw a thing online one time. It was I don't know, some celebrity was on, I think Conan or something, and they really called out the Cadbury egg company because everyone had said that Cadbury had shrunk their eggs and they were denying that they had shrunk them. And whoever this was, I can't remember who it was, but I saw a video and they were like a fiend and they were like, yeah, every year at Easter, I would buy boxes of Cadbury eggs and keep them put them in my freezer and then pull them out throughout the year so I can have Cadbury eggs all year long. And I don't even really like them, but they literally are like, here's one I just bought last week. And they pulled out one. Here's one I had in my freezer. And it was like 30% bigger. And he was like, oh, so you didn't change the size of them, huh? And I'm like, oh, that's like,
no, but now they're more dense.
Oh, same more weight, dense. Different size. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's amazing how these companies, like the peanut butter, where they have like the big dent in the bottom so that the jar is the same size, but you're still missing like 15% of the peanut butter.
Oh, absolutely. I think tons of stuff like candy bars and stuff over time, like they get smaller and the price goes up and like they think we're dumb and that we don't notice that like I've been buying this for 20 years. All of a sudden it doesn't even fit in the palm of my hand anymore. Like,
What are you gonna do, man? They gotta pay those. They gotta pay their workers at $15 an hour.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
None of them.
I've also thought that they do that now because there was that huge push to start putting calories and stuff on the packages. And if they would have kept them the regular size and been like, here's the cow, they'll be like, oh, this candy bar is 500 calories for this. They got to like make them so they're like reasonably snack size, like 200 some calories.
Oh, yeah. Only 180 calories for a candy bar the size of your thumb.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, it's funny because then they do the ish where it's like 3.5 servings per package in a candy bar. And you're like, what am I going to do? Get a knife out? 380 calories per serving. How are you going to have two servings in one 20-ounce pop bottle, dude? Like,
hot take, Jonas.
Okay.
The serving size is the biggest scam ever created.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
You look at the back and you're like, hey, there's only 80 calories in this. Serving size, 3 pieces. You have a bag that is 200 count.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
That's
I really like is when you go to like the store and want to buy meat, and it'll be like 4 ounces of beef is 300 calories. Servings per package varies. And then you got to do the math yourself on the front to figure out how many servings are in the package so you know how many calories you're getting in the entire pack.
Too much. I'll tell you that much. Too much. The fact that it's like hidden and veiled and it's just, it's clandestine. It's just way too sneaky. All right. It's way
too sneaky. Deceptive as F, dude.
To be deceptive because money over human profit.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. It's like it. If you have to chop your caloric amount of your food into small servings to convince people to buy it or fool people to buy it, you know it has too many effing calories. Like who's going to eat half a White Castle slider as a serving? You're going to eat 4 as a serving because you need 4 of them bees to equal 1 burger. Like, you're like, come on. So, but who's going to eat 1 White Castle burger that's 900 calories? It's like, come on. Yeah, it's like,
who's, and I have to, you got to admit that it's definitely gotten more and more transparent, but I still think that particular aspect is especially deceiving.
Oh,
especially deceiving.
Well, what I like that they've done is they've made labels, I think starting a year or two ago, where they have to put how much added sugar they put in it. Because it used to just be, how much sugar is in this? And you could say, oh, natural and added together, 28 grams of sugar. But then when you have to go, we added 21 grams of sugar per serving, and you think about how much that is. You ever seen those infographics where it's like, here's how much sugar is in a can of Coca-Cola? And it's like, or like Kool-Aid, dude, 2 cups of sugar and 1 gallon of water, dude. It's like
2 cups of sugar in a gallon of water. It's all sugar. You're just drinking sugar.
Yeah, dude. I'd rather buy the stuff that gives me aspartame,
I mean, I guess.
Let's see if I can find that. It's a good infographic, dude.
Keep it up.
But yeah, I don't know, man. I can't deal with all that anymore, dude. Like, that stuff is crazy. Like, it's funny that, like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, haha, whatever, dude. I don't need to pay attention to that ish. And then I'm like, and then I get older, and then I'm like, oh, dude, I got to really pay attention to that ish.
I've become very conscious in the food that I put into my body.
Yeah, yeah.
People tell you that should kill you. Guess what? That should kill you.
It really will kill you. Let me show you. I brought for people who are watching. How much sugar is in beverages infographic? So there's like a can of Coke, and it is what is that? 10 sugar cubes in 1 can of Coke. 120-ounce bottle. How many is that? I can't even tell.
Like, dead ass. Who's still drinking soda like that?
Double gulp, dude. A 64-ounce double gulp of like Coca-Cola. Look at that, dude. How many cubes of sugar is that, dude? It's 10 by 9. So it's like 90 cubes of sugar in 1 double gulp. And those sugar energy drinks, I always drink the sugar-free ones, but still, dude, that's so much sugar.
Yeah.
And all of the added.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know that's people who still drink that stuff like crazy. Like I switched to diet only drinks, sugar free drinks. God, more than a decade ago, probably 2 decades ago. But it doesn't mean that the fake sugar is any healthier for you.
I just don't know, man. I feel like putting the sodas down is like you always hear people say, "I put the sodas down and the weight just started coming off." Yeah, because that sugar breaks down into carbs and it's just gonna lay.
Oh up yeah. Body. If you're drinking non-diet pop, you're adding, and you drink like a couple cans a day, 3-4 cans a day, you are, dude, that's like an entire day's worth of calories that you're adding onto your diet on top of the food that you're already eating. So
soda is not worth it, man. There's juices that are just as good. There's
And some juices are just as bad. Like those juices that aren't 100% juice, they add sugar to those, like cranberry cocktail. Dude, it's sugar laden too.
Yeah. And there's alternatives that can be nearly as good, man, where it's not worth it. So I suggest anybody drinking pop, stop drinking that ish. Fuck Coke and fuck Pepsi. Unless they wanna sponsor us.
Then, I'll drink one right now on camera if they're $20, dude.
It would sell out so bad. I have a Sprite Zero.
See, but Sprite Zero has no sugar in it. We can drink it and no caffeine.
Give me the double sugar.
I'll be like, look. God, yep. I can't even taste the difference.
Two liters of it.
Just pour it over your face like champagne.
Oh, yeah. Just all over my. Okay, look, I might want to be president one day, so we're not going to get too deep into that one.
Yeah, we not.
Oh, 2 liters. Of soda, 2 liters of soda all over my
Jesus. All right, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah,
1 liter.
You gonna shake it up first before you put it on your face? Like,
all right, Jonas, dead ass. You remember those tiny little bottles of like soda? Wax ones? Like the single serving bottles of soda.
What the hell was that?
It was like 4 8-ounces or some shit like that. You remember those? They would give them to you at like events or something. Like you would go.
I remember seeing the little like 8-ounce bottles, but they weren't like. Are you talking like the shots you get from the hotel bar? Like
I'm talking about like Coke and Pepsi used to have like little tiny bottles. They're like 8 ounces, I guess. Maybe.
Oh, the halfies, dude. They were like little squatties.
Yeah, it was like, what is this? This is like the what like. Trigger saliva production or something? Like, what does this do?
Dude, what's funny is they still sell, like, the 8-ounce cans. But they're cans. They're not bottles. And what's funny about it is my ex-wife would always want to get those because she'd be like, I don't want 12 ounces of pop. I just want, like, 8 ounces is, like, a perfect amount, 6 ounces, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
But a 6 or 8-pack of those is, like, $5. It's like, how the hell are you selling? It's less aluminum. It's less product. It's more cost efficient just to buy the 12-ounce can and dump half of it in the sink than it is to drink what you want, pour the rest out, and we're good. It's like
fair enough.
Yeah, dude. It's like, so you'd rather me waste it because you want me to, it's like, I think you were the one that was like, look at that, the cost per ounce on the little tag.
Yeah, the unit pricing. Oh my God. Unit pricing is amazing, dude.
This is a boomer podcast, dude. This has been so boomer, dude. We've been talking about sugar and boomer and out cost per ounce. And
you bring it up to topics. I'm riding with them.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel you. I feel you for sure.
You want me to bring up topics? We'll be talking about the next big Twitch streamer.
All right, let's do it. What you got? I don't know. You got anything else you want to bring up on this one before we wrap it up?
Tim the Tat Man is killing it out there. Do I have anything else I want to bring to the show?
Yeah, no pressure. Just if something's in your mind or something that's been in the news or anything.
No, dude, because whenever you ask me that, I always feel the need to utilize my platform to bring across serious injustices in the world.
That's completely fine, dude.
I know, but I don't want to be the serious guy. Look, stop fucking with Asian people. That's all I got to say. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm done. Yeah, I already said sure. The DMX thing. That was serious. Stop fucking with Asian people. Serious. Don't do it. I'm done.
How about just stop messing with anybody?
Yeah, don't fuck with black people either, because we kick your ass.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm just like, why do people have to be so like ignorant to other people in general?
I definitely have a philosophy on that one, but that one might have to wait until the next one because I will rant.
Well, we'll get a special guest on. We'll get a guest host, and then we can talk about what's going on.
I'm not talking about the racial tensions with that guy. All right, look, well, now I'm good.
You're like, I want to enjoy him after that episode is over. Yeah, don't need his mouth to get ignorant on something.
I love the guy. He's not like a racist or anything. We're going to have a bonus episode. Anyway, Jealous, look, stop trying to make our guests seem like an intolerant. We're having David Duke on. Right?
Yeah, sorry, guys. It's been a secret for many.
No. We're having David Duke on the show next week.
Jesus.
You know,
hit him up on Twitter, dude. He'll be on. He'll be like, yep.
You know him as King of the KKK. I think. King, wizard, sorceress. I don't know. Whatever.
Illusion. Yeah. Hate crimes. King of the hate crimes is, I think, what they're referring to him as nowadays. So, anyways, all right, everybody. That is all the time that we have for today's episode. Hopefully you don't stop watching because you saw our faces on cam. If you missed us on cam and you're listening to this on our feeds on Spotify or iTunes or SoundCloud, come over to our YouTube channel. Let's just search Crazy Town Media. It will show up. Subscribe over there. You can catch us live, not live on our video. But for Jonas.
For TNT.
We are out.